So, walking into school, I was so excited. I went directly to my fourth grade teacher. After that, I walked to fifth grade. I met my teacher, who was on the playground on the blacktop. I found her, and we walked to class. All our class was with us. And we picked a Dex and I unpacked my backpack, and then we and that's what the first day was, just unpacking and getting situated, talking about what we do, and it was really fun getting to know our teacher. And then my teacher got to know us, and everyone got to know each other. So then we move on to the last day of school. It was pretty sad. We were super sad. I'm like crying right now. This was like on the 25th, it will be 2 months. 25th of July, 2018 will be 2 months of summer done already. We were super sad. My girls and I, all our class, headed to the gym to have a party with a DJ and a dance floor, everything, food even. We all went outside to do the chalk fifth grade goodbyes. Sad face. After that, we did the whole school parade, fifth or first, and then went from kindergarten, first, fourth, second, third, and then fourth. After we did the fifth grade party stuff and everything, like we bought with our tickets that we did, then it was time to say our goodbye to Miss P, which is Miss Phillips. That was my fifth grade teacher. We all said I love you as a teacher. And everyone was crying, even I. The boys were crying because it was their last time. I've never seen a boy cry, though. And then we did the assembly honoring fifth grade. Then we went back to class. 20 minutes later, it finally came. The fifth grade clap out. We clapped and ran out of school and cried, saying goodbye to elementary school. And we aren't going back again. And so then starting with July, we just got the school's new playground. It was so fun. Kingsley, which is my school, it was so fun. Like, a new playground was built in. The whole entire school is getting rebuilt. Well, not rebuilt, more furnished and everything inside. It's just awesome. It looks awesome and everything, more painted. And fifth graders gotta go in because, I mean, like, we're actually, like, past students. And I'm very happy, like, I'm happy that my brother will be going into a wonderful school, and I know that is wonderful because I was there. He's going into first grade, and school starts in a month already. I'm going to junior high, which is middle school. I'm a sixth grader now, going to be. I'm on July 26, 2018, I will be turning 11, and I'm one of the youngest kids, but not the youngest, I'm third to last. That was in my class, at least. And I just, it's scary to find out that I'm not going to see anyone anymore. I'm not going to see my friends that are younger. I'm not going to see my brother ever again in school. I'm never going to see him in a grade. Like, we're never going to be in the same school again. We were when he was in kindergarten. We are 4 grades apart. I can't wait till 6th grade, but, you know, it's quite nerve-wracking, but, like, who cares? I am very, very excited because I get to see my friends tomorrow. If my friend, one of my best friends, mom says yes, she just found her phone. Thank God, because now we can text again and call. And I'm so excited because we might be going to the new playground at Kingsley as a play date. And I'm really excited. I haven't seen her in 2 months. And yeah, so thanks for listening. I am gonna end it here. My next podcast might be in the middle or even on July 26th, which I will be posting. I will do a podcast of having double digits going into them. My years of being 10, because July 26th, 2018, I'm turning 11. So yeah, don't remember that. I don't like that. But who cares? Well, thank you. I'm gonna be talking about next podcast or even in the middle of that of now and my birthday. I will be talking about more things and what's going on with my life and everything. I will talk about probably on July 20th or 23rd, I will be talking about my little brother's birth and how old I was. And so, yeah, thank you for listening. Like I said, I will be podcasting. I can't get this right because I'm a YouTuber too. I am not telling anyone my YouTube account because you guys should already know. But anyways, well, truly I don't have one. It's my mom's. But anyways, thank you for watching. Oh my gosh, listening. Get out.
Thank you. Ruin this.
So, yeah. If you heard my little brother and me fighting, that's probably because he doesn't listen. But anyways, I am going to be posting. Oh my gosh, YouTuber, stop making me say posting. Podcasting about his birth and everything. So, thank you. Bye.